Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
You know, in the Word of God, we see the word mystery quite a bit. And basically, the word mystery means a secret. And you might ask, well, why does God have to keep secrets? Why does he have to keep things in a mystery? Why? Because we were bought with a price. We were bought with a price. This isn't just something that, oh, well, no. The Lord wants you to seek him. The Lord wants you to dig him out. Yes. Just like he says, if somebody loses money, they'll search the whole house to try to find it. And when they find it, they're so happy. It's kind of like the Word of God. I mean, when we become new creations in Christ, we're let in on this mystery. But it isn't just something that, oh, well, God let me in. No, a price had to be paid for this secret that you are let in on. And he only wants to give it to those that are serious about seeking him. In Mark 4, He may have preached to thousands of people. And after this show, if you were to read Mark 4, when he was alone, only a few came. And they said, Jesus, what were you talking about? And he says unto you, I'm going to let in on the mystery of the kingdom of God. But to the others that didn't want to hear it, the others that are outside, it's going to stay in a mystery. It's going to stay in a parable. It's not going to be explained. Or at least explained yet. But you and I have been let in on something very valuable, people. Don't take it lightly. Your soul has been saved. You are part of a remnant. You have squeezed through a narrow gate and continue to squeeze through it. Let me read this. Ephesians 3. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, for the unbelievers. He was a prisoner for the unbelievers. If you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words. The Lord lets all of us in. Paul is the same as you or I when we become Christians. We were let in on a mystery that this world is a $3 bill, that the things of this world are going to pass, that the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of its riches, that all its anxiety, all its news, all of its everything is a deception. Do not put your trust in any man. Don't put your trust in anything other than God, his Son, and his Spirit. Let me read this again, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words, whereby, when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Yes, we are new creations in Christ. That's a mystery to the natural man. What's he mean? What do you mean you're a new creation in Christ? Remember Nicodemus? When Jesus Christ said, you must be reborn, you know, God was letting him in on a mystery. You must be reborn. But Nicodemus didn't get it. Nicodemus said, what, are you saying I have to climb back into my mother's womb? And Jesus was probably smashing his head saying, my, oh, my. No. He told Nicodemus, you're a teacher and you don't even understand. And he went on to tell him, spiritually. And that's the thing. We were let in on the spiritual world. That's the mystery to this physical world. This physical world doesn't want to have nothing to do with the spiritual world. That's why when you mention the name Jesus Christ, people start itching. They start twitching. The demons go crazy because Jesus Christ is the only one that's above all these powers of darkness. And that's the mystery that we've been let in on. We know the true God. And we know it because we were born from above. That's how we know it. We've been let in on that revelation that we've been born from above. No other religion could do that. You could be brought up in a religion. You could be taught to memorize everything of a religion. You could have all the rituals and traditions shoved down your throat from a religion. But when you are born from above, that revelation is a mystery that comes directly from God and is downloaded into you. I'll continue. Whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, and it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit only came after Jesus. Even though the apostles were with Jesus every day, they walked with the Word of God every day. And half the time, they still didn't get what he said. And even as he was about to die on the cross, they all abandoned him. Judas cashed him in. Peter denied him three times. Thomas, you know, said, unless I could put my hand in his side, I won't believe. But when the Spirit of God at Pentecost fell on them, when the Holy Spirit entered into them, they were brand new people. They had the courage of a lion. Yes, that's the mystery. That's the revelation that's being revealed in you, the Word of God. And remember, you are the temple of the living God. Well, all these, well, so many people are, religious people are waiting for a third temple in Jerusalem. Give me a break. That's blasphemy. That's blasphemy. The third temple's already made. It's you. You're the temple of the living God. What do you care about anything? All the sacrifices have already been made through Christ. I don't care about their red heifers or any of that stuff. Jesus Christ has been sacrificed. I don't need another sacrifice. I don't have to look anywhere. I don't have to search anywhere. Today is a day of salvation. I have it all. I have all the wisdom and knowledge in Jesus. I have the sacrifice in Jesus. I don't have to go anywhere to find him. He lives within me in Jesus, just like he told the woman at the well. You know, and it says that you are deceived like Eve from the simplicity of Christ. Christian, it's simple. Just accept Christ in your heart. Walk with him daily. Love him. You don't have to go anywhere to find him. Anywhere. Like Jesus told the woman, you don't have to go to this mountain or that mountain. The Word of God lives in you. Jesus Christ lives. God lives right within you. Right? And God is seeking those to worship him in spirit and in truth. What does that mean? In spirit means he's not seeking people that want to worship him in traditions, in rituals, in fleshly will worship. He's seeking people that want to worship him literally in spirit, in a new realm. Not the realm of this world, but in the new realm and in truth. Truth is opposite of a lie. Truth is opposite of hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is the ultimate lie when you're a hypocrite because you say one thing and you're totally opposite. You're a Trojan horse. You're a liar. And no one knew about this. The prophets were assigned by God to preach the Word of God, but until he came, the Spirit was not revealed. And I'll read this again. Which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men. And it is now, New Testament, now, after Christ was sacrificed. And it is now revealed, in other words, in you, unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body, and the partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Yes, this gospel is given to all men now. All men. Jew, Gentile, Greek. Anybody. This gospel, Jesus Christ died for all men. And he wishes that all men are saved. And it's not his will that any man should perish. It's a free gift to all men. The gift of the kingdom of God through believing in Jesus Christ. Knowing that no matter how good you are, No matter how perfect you might think you are not perfect. And heaven is only a place for things that are perfect. It's a perfect, holy place. So what happens? The only way we could get in is that a perfect sacrifice was made for us. And that sacrifice was done at the cross through Jesus Christ, which is totally insane to the human natural mind that doesn't want to know anything. Why? Because it's blinded by the God of this world. Satan has blinded their eyes by the things of this world. He's hardened their hearts by the things of this world. Don't let your eyes be blinded. Don't let your heart be hardened. Whereof I was made a minister, this is Paul speaking, according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. In other words, the power of Christ was working through Paul. The power of Christ gave Paul the power, the wisdom, the strength to preach. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Let me read that again. Which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. That includes you and I. When God spoke, that was the Word of God. That was Jesus Christ. The Word of God was manifested. And he came unto his own. He actually came unto the Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, who's turned into Israel in the 12 tribes. He came to them, but they didn't even accept him. They didn't even want him. And now we're partakers to make them jealous. We've been let in. The Jews need the Lord, gang. The Jews need the Lord. Look at Tel Aviv. It's the most sinful city on the planet. The Jews need Jesus Christ. Their Messiah has already come. Already come. Pray for them. I'll read that again. And make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which is from the beginning of the world, has been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus, to the intent that now, unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places, might be known by the church, the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose, which he purposed in Jesus Christ our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is for your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with the fullness, of God. God bless. Amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.